This is the Break the Cycle of Trust Issues sessions. You're listening to session 3. Please note that there is a PDF to go with this session so that you can follow along with the steps that I'm taking you through. Put together a list of your cycle of trust based on your old pattern of thinking and behavior. So go through a typical pattern step by step from when you give trust to when you take it away or get hurt. What happens? So here's an example, and this was actually one of mine, and this is what's laid out in the PDF that accompanies this session. Number one, see a guy in a club or wherever that I fancy. Number two, we catch each other's eyes a few times. Number three, I get that excited feeling in my tummy. Side note, I later discovered that this was not passion or chemistry, but twinges of familiarity about my pattern. Number four, get talking. I'd find him quite funny or intelligent or tall or all three. I would then feel more trusting. Side note, why would I feel more trusting on this basis? Slow down. Leave my trust levels at exactly where they were when I entered the club. I don't know them. This is an example of where you can explore your beliefs and associations. Number five, within the first few days/weeks, I'm on a high because we've snogged or slept together and they're chasing me or whatever. Also, I spot signs that are, well, code amber and or red alerts. Side note, don't ignore shady behavior, ever. You could use this as an opportunity to note previous code amber and red behavior that you've ignored and what an alternative response will be in the future, should it ever occur again. First off, now that you know what it is, it's being really aware of it, especially if it's coupled with the thought, feeling, and action processes as outlined in the previous step. So for example, if I were to have been in that situation again where I was behaving in the way that I'd outlined in the previous four steps, and I was also experiencing these code amber and red alerts, then I would know, hold on a second, danger alert, my pattern is unfolding again, stop. Number six, I would then ignore these signs and up the speed of the involvement as if this will obliterate it. This would mean that I'm not addressing the issue. I'm papering over the cracks with romance and intensity. Side note, what did you typically think at this point? Note your code red thinking so that you can come up with responses and change the script. Number seven, keep experiencing indications of the same signs and ignore them. I would then wonder, well, what's wrong with me? I'd blame me. Side note, I'm not addressing the issue at this particular step. I'm also making it about me. I need to take responsibility for ignoring signs and give them the responsibility of having these signs. Number eight, I would then think about doing something, but then be afraid of looking stupid. I'd worry that people will go, oh, there goes Natalie again. Side note, don't worry about how I look to others. Concern myself with treating me well. These people don't know me and it doesn't matter. What's the big deal about a deal not working out? Flush. Number nine, in the past, I would try harder at this particular point. Side note, stop making it about me. No overcompensating to save a relationship that I know is not right for me with a person I hardly even know. Now I know that people pleasing is a code red alert. I need to step back and dial it down. Number 10, things go bust for the very reasons I ignored. I would then feel very hurt and feel angry at me for not stepping up, especially since half the time I didn't really fancy these guys and they just, well, weren't that special. Side note, step up sooner and I don't have to feel like this. I know I will have done my best by me and not sold me short for romance. Now, see the 10 steps that I've just outlined? What people do is they decide not to do 1, 2, and 3. So what I mean by that is after somebody experienced what I did, and lots of people have done what I used to do, they decide that they won't bother dating anymore. So my one to three was see a guy in a club or wherever it is that I fancy somebody. I would then catch that person's eyes a few times, and then I get that excited feeling in my tummy. And so what a lot of people do is, instead of learning from everything that took place in those steps, they go, okay, I won't bother to fancy people anymore. I won't bother to express interest in people. I won't bother to date anymore. Is that really solving the problem? No, of course it isn't. The answer isn't to stop trusting or trying. It's to change your habits around trusting. Ask yourself, am I willing to treat me with the love, care, trust, and respect that I deserve? Am I willing to honor my boundaries and my values? If yes, then make a firm declaration to you that you are committed to acting in line with your own boundaries, values, and needs. Also, that if and when something should arise that poses a threat to these or will cause you to be acting without self-esteem, that you will opt out as soon as possible or have whatever the active response is. If you're engaging in blame, this is a cue to halt. This is where you need a thought reset so that you can be open to knowing what to do to best support you. Sometimes the best thing that you can do for yourself is to admit that you don't know what to do, that you don't have all the answers. This allows you to clear the blame out of the way so that you have the space for ideas and guidance from within and outside of you. Blaming you or others won't lead to more trust. It's easy to believe that you have all the answers and that you are right when you're not being put to the test by interacting within intimate relationships and creating healthier relationships. Choose a boundary, not a wall. In any given situation where you are put to the test, you need to answer the question, how can I be more boundaried, whether it's emotionally, mentally, physically, or spiritually? This allows you to own your own and let others own theirs. But it also allows you to learn what you need to so that you can move forward without being guarded. Being more boundaried honors the separateness. It doesn't persecute you or others, so you are not open to the same situation that happened previously going down in the same way again. Check out the class on the Circle of Trust for more guidance on how you can use boundaries to enhance trust in your life so that you can enjoy more fulfilling relationships and opportunities. See you in session 4.